Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush. I have Noel across from me. I have Ramsey to my left, to Noel's right. And we're going to go ahead and just dive right into this thing.
I've decided to not speak on this episode, Chuck.
Oh, well, then just leave. Put your pants on and get out of here.
How do you know I don't have any pants on? You can't see into the
table.
Are
you kidding me? I have a nose, Noel.
I was in here.
I can smell your butt.
That's not kind. I have a bidet. I got it from Tushy. Not Tushy.com, which is a porn site.
Do you have a bidet?
I do.
Did you get one of those little...
No, we had them as a sponsor on stuff that I want you to know.
It's is it a thing that goes under your toilet?
It's called Tushy.
I had one of those for a while.
It's great.
But during the house renovation, I got lost, so I need to get it going again.
How do you lose a bidet?
Well, you know, you don't keep up with it, and it walks out the front door.
Lives in the woods. I see. I got it.
Now I don't know what happened to it.
Your contractor made off with your bidet. And
well,
now
things
he's
get lost,
got a really
you know,
clean butt.
When you have a big renovation like that,
that's just fair.
Things go missing.
Understood.
I need to get another one, though. Do you like it? Does it keep your asshole clean?
Have I not just said that three times? That I have the cleanest butthole in the office, except for the other people who also got Tushy bidets as free swag from a sponsorship, too.
That's right. I mean, the only reason you're mentioning that and you know this is because at our Christmas party this year, we had karaoke, we had a nice buffet, and we had a clean butthole contest.
That's very true.
And you won. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad you remember.
It was tough being the judge, but.
Well, someone's got to do it, Chuck. Someone's got to do it.
Good God. What is wrong with us?
What's wrong with you?
Good point. I'm the one that said it. Sorry. All right, everyone. We're going to start off. We're going to get right into it here. Since this is still January and we're all reveling in the films of 2019, I asked the movie crushers, Noel, what their top three were.
Oh, nice.
Like, no explanation. Just list them out. And, of course, people... didn't do that.
What?
Because these are the movie crushers. They do what they fucking please.
Yeah. What was the guy's name in the last episode? He said, Jimmy's going to do what Jimmy's going to do.
Let me see here. Jennifer Adolph says, Biggest Little Farm. Oh, my wife loves that documentary. Downton Abbey. Haven't seen it.
Oh,
that's
going to
happen
they made
very
a movie.
Soon.
Yeah.
They did make a movie.
I never saw the show, so I would probably be completely lost and confused.
And Summer School, a.k.a. Midsommar.
Oh, Midsommar?
Yeah, Midsommar.
Yeah.
Karen Schlump Hughes, Lighthouse, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Rob Dickinson, one of our old friends, says Joker, Endgame, and How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Interesting.
All right. Let me see here. Blair Christieson says The Mandalorian, The Watchmen, and The Witcher. Movies are dumb and overrated. All right.
Ooh,
thanks for that.
Making a statement there.
Movies are dumb. Good Lord,
and overrated.
Son.
That's a bit of a walk. I'm gonna put that out there. I will say that the long form storytelling is very interesting and compelling in its own way, but movies are very much their own thing.
Blair, it's the first time I've seen your name, Blair. Oh, but Blair is from New Zealand, so all is forgiven because that's one of the best places. Kristen Glenn Kister says Avengers: Endgame, Knives Out, and Shazam. Oh, you know what? I love Shazam.
I also love Shazam.
I'm gonna throw that on my honorable mentions list. Ramsey, you liked it?
Yeah.
It's a fun movie, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Fun message.
Oh, yeah.
And especially as a parent of an adopted kid, that whole angle was, I thought, very meaningful and well played. All right, here we go with Lillian Rolfe, Endgame, Knives Out, and Frozen 2.
Didn't see Frozen 2 yet. I really liked Frozen 1, though.
You know, my daughter has just now gotten into it, and boy, is she into it.
Frozen?
Yeah. And Frozen 2.
Did you guys see Frozen 2?
Emily took her
okay.
And her little best friend and her mom. And boy, is she into it. She got a little Frozen dress and boots. We got her first CD player, so now she has some autonomy with music.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, you know, we have Sonos in the house, and it's always me on the app, like programming.
Oh, I got to get some Sonos.
So we're like, you know what? You're 4.5. You should be in control of some music. Got a little boombox with some CDs, and she's playing a lot of Frozen.
I think Eden was six when the first Frozen came out, and she went apeshit for it. And I really liked it a lot, too. Like we
Frozen 2 is really great.
We both got into the music together. And like,
great songs.
You know,
very catchy.
Really.
I got to admit it.
Yeah, I would like to see, too. She saw it, and she said she really liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great. Ian Lyons, one of our old friends, says, Jojo Rabbit, Uncut Gems, and Joker. 1917 could bump one of those out, though. Boy, I can't wait to see 1917. I got to see that, too. That and Parasite, Noel.
Yeah, I only found out recently that it's made to look like all one shot.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was like, I was like, why is everyone freaking out about another war movie?
One continuous shot.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And it's, what's his name? Roger Deakins.
Oh, did he shoot it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Sam Mendes.
Yeah.
Yvonne Baudet says The Joker, Parasite, and Jojo Rabbit. And he also is looking forward to 1917. Anna Shrestha, I always love saying Anna's comments because I'm just stymied by that name. Parasite, Endgame, and Watchmen, the series, because it was the best thing I saw this year. Fair enough.
Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome. Patrick Gorman, one of our old friends, says Cats. He says he hasn't seen it yet, so he's kidding. Midsummer and Joke. I botched that one, didn't I?
That'd be funny if there was just Joke.
Joe Baumgartner says Into the Spider-Verse, which I think we determined was 2018. Was that right, Ramsey? Did you look that up?
Yes, sir, it was.
Damn, when was it released? Was it late?
Had to have been late.
I think it was, but I think what I thought when I was coming up my top 10 list or trying to, was I think I put that on there, but then I had to check it. And as
right.
well as If Bill Street Could Talk,
it's
I thought December. That was 2019.
Oh, I didn't December see that of 2018.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, that almost
feels
well, so
it's like
borderline.
That war movie hasn't even come out yet. Like,
I think it's, I don't know if it was released in Atlanta in 2019. Yeah. In fact, it wasn't.
What are you talking about? 1917?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not out anywhere yet. I don't think.
No, it's out.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
It
was out for Oscar contention or
but where? Like just New York and L.A.? It's a big blockbuster movie. I'd never heard of them doing limited releases of
– of a big war
big
movie.
Big prestige
like
kind of war movie.
Joe Baumgartner, like I said, Into the Spider-Verse, and then The Lighthouse and Good Boys. Good Boys. What is that?
I think that's a Seth Rogen production, like three little kids.
Oh,
three kids.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
like super bad.
Super bad.
For elementary school students?
Yeah.
I did not see that. That looks cute, though. It's the kid from Room, right?
I think that's right.
Is one of them. Rob Reel says Knives Out, Star Wars, and Avengers Endgame. All right, here's a different one. Wendy White says her number one film was Ford versus Ferrari. I've heard that's awesome. Everyone I've talked to said it's great.
It's a great story. We did it on Ridiculous History, just the rivalry between them and, like, this guy Carroll Shelby who, like, designed the car.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's a race. It's like an arms race almost. Like, there's a lot of tension. And,
right.
And those races back then, like the Le Mans or whatever, they're really dangerous. Like,
well, they
people,
still are but back then especially.
Back then they were like – there was no regulation, no seatbelts. People just got, like,
yeah, and these cars
decapitated.
Were not, like, didn't perform like they do today.
That's
either.
Right. No, it was – it's a very – it's weird how that one seems to – did it fizzle a little bit? Like,
no, I think it did pretty well.
Okay, because yeah. I just don't haven't seen a lot about it. You know?
I don't think it was in the talk on the street as much as other movies
because
I know Street Talk.
I know you do.
And it was not on the streets.
You're
Noel.
Street level, Chuck. Yeah.
Wendy also says It Chapter 2. I did not see that in Endgame. I really liked It Chapter 1. I think it was just one of those that I'll wait for the online edition.
Same. I also read some not amazing reviews for it.
I've heard different things. Hodgman liked it better than the first one.
Okay. I'm going to see it.
Yeah. Let me see here. Robert Brower says Knives Out, Endgame, and Alita. Did you see Alita?
No, but Paul really liked that. That made his top 10.
Yes.
Yeah, Battle
so did,
Angel.
So did Richard Jewell.
You didn't like Richard Jewell?
Nah, I mean, it was okay. I didn't hate it. The acting was really good, but it's certainly not a top 10 movie for me.
Paul likes to keep him guessing.
Yeah, he does. Paul's his own man.
He really is.
Marios Alexander Rotsides, one of our old friends. Marios says Jojo Rabbit, number one, Parasite, and Knives Out. Interesting. Most of these are like, we got a pretty similar vibe with most of the movie crushers.
You know what? The only thing that bugs me about Jojo Rabbit is the name. It makes me, every time I hear someone say it, you know this like, teeny bopper YouTuber named JoJo Siwa?
Nope.
She's like someone my kid was into like maybe Ramsey's 2 years ago.
No.
You know her. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know.
You don't know who JoJo Siwa is?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, she has a line of clothing at Target that looks like Oompa Loompas, basically. She wears these giant bows, and she's like sort of a weird hybrid internet personality and pop star, and she's like, you know, 12 or 13. Anyway, my kid liked her a year or so ago, 2 years ago, and now she like can't stand her. But her name, whenever I hear JoJo Rabbit, I think of JoJo Siwa.
That was so interesting, Noel.
You know what, Chuck? I'm just trying to hip you to what's going on with the kids, man.
I'm gonna start doing like Scott Aukerman whenever, like, this is one of the funniest things on that show. Are you talking REM, Remy? Is when Adam Scott is really saying something relevant about REM and kind of going on a little bit, but it's still really interesting. And so Aukerman will just be like, "Oh God, will you shut the fuck up?" He's just so mean to him on that show. It's great,
yeah,
in a funny way.
Yeah.
KBO, one of our old pals, Kelly Butler Olson, says "Knives Out" was her favorite. I think I knew that. And then yesterday, great. And The Aeronauts. It's the first one I've seen mention that.
I have heard that's really, really good.
Is that animated or is it?
No, it's a – I think it's a –
what movie is that?
It's a Hulu movie or Amazon movie, but it's about like hot air balloonists.
Oh.
And it's got that dude Eddie Redmayne in it,
sure,
who I think is great. And
he's good.
Apparently they get – it's like real harrowing. Like they get – like they go too high and the atmosphere is all freezing and they're like, you know –
interesting. That looks good.
It looks very like adventure kind of, you know, movie. And I was on a list of a critic who I liked out of nowhere, kind of.
Yeah.
So I want to see it.
All right. I'm going to check that out too. That'll be a good streamer for me, I think.
It's only a streamer, I think. I mean, it's like, it's one of the.
Oh, well, then screw that. I want to see it only in a movie theater.
Got it.
Christina Peck, one of our old friends, says Knives Out, favorite movie, Star Wars, and Little Women. I'm going to see Little Women on Tuesday.
I can't wait.
Me too.
It sounds really warm and fuzzy and delightful.
It looks great. And Emily loves that story. And you know what Emily gave me for Christmas?
Mm.
Was 12 movies, one movie a month in the theater with her.
Oh, nice.
She's like, I'm giving you my time because Emily never goes to the movie theater anymore because she works during the day when I go to see the matinees. And then at night, she's like, if we get a babysitter, I want to go out and have a nice dinner. I don't want to go to a movie.
Right.
So she said, I know going to movies is important to you. And so one movie a month.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That's called making it work, Chuck.
Making it work.
That's nice.
So we're going to see Little Women next Tuesday. Cannot wait. I adore Greta Gerwig. Gary M. Strange, Jojo Rabbit, favorite movie. Knives Out, number 2. Apollo 11, number 3. What?
Hmm.
Was that a movie though this year?
Yeah, I saw it on someone else's list. Is it a documentary though?
I don't know. Maybe so.
I think it might be a documentary.
Well, it has to be, right? Because, what was the Ron Howard movie? Was that Apollo?
That was Apollo 13.
13.
Apollo 11 is the moon landing. And it was the anniversary of that this year.
So was it the documentary on that, or does he mean First Man? He probably didn't mean First Man.
No, there's a documentary, Apollo 11. It is a documentary, Apollo 11. And also, quick plug, we're doing on the network a show called 9 Days in July that uses audio from like Mission Control and from aboard, you know, Apollo 11 that people have never heard before. And it's a really cool, immersive podcast about the 9 days of that mission.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch it now wherever you get your podcast. Guests.
Very nice, Noel. Nice plug. Patty Little Chang. What a fun name that is. Knives Out, favorite movie. Rocket Man, number 2. Ford versus Ferrari, number 3. Stephen Costello. Jojo, Rabbit, Joker, and Parasite. I'm going 1, 2, and 3, by the way, everyone, if you haven't noticed by now. Karen Petrick says Joker, then Jojo Rabbit, then Rise of Skywalker. Boy, people, we all like the same movies. Here's a new one. Jeff Jones says Parasite, number 1. Pain and Glory, number 2.
I really need to see that. That was a big one.
And Knives Out.
Yeah.
What is Pain and Glory?
Pain and Glory is, Antonio Banderas. He plays like a director.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Who's going through a midlife crisis or something. I don't really
know. Is that Almodovar?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Got to see that one then.
Yep.
Cheryl Jones says The Lion King. Interesting. Favorite movie of the year. Captain Marvel. I quite enjoyed Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it was great.
And Rise of Skywalker. Here's another different one. MD Charnley says Peanut Butter Falcon, number 1 movie. I've heard that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Joker and John Wick 3. We got a lot of new crushers going on here.
Very cool.
Soon to be old pals, I hope. Christopher Coronado says Joker, and Joker. He loved it.
It would seem so.
Oldest of friends, Robert Paulson, our good friend out in L.A. says, Dolomite is my name, number 1. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either.
Did you see it, Ramsey?
Yeah, it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I got to check it out. The Peanut Butter Falcon is number two, and Little Women number three. Another new crusher, Kanem Truex, or is that pronounced Tro?
Yeah, Tro.
Tro?
Maybe. Is it E-A-U-X?
T-R-U-A-X.
Now, I don't know about that. That's not a French O sound. Interesting. There's an E in there and an A.
What a great name. Parasite number one, Toy Story 4 number two. That was so good. And Captain Marvel number three. And let me see here. We're running shorter on time, so let me go through a couple more of these. Jonathan Holland, Knives Out, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Colby Hardy, another new crusher. I love seeing all these new crushers. Jojo Rabbit, Yesterday, and Endgame. Liam Isaacson says Booksmart, Avengers Endgame, and Free Solo. I think that was the previous year because that won an Oscar. But I just saw that recently. Did you guys see Free Solo?
No.
The documentary?
Never heard of it. It's about the climbing. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Great. Really good. Highly recommend. It is nerve-wracking, to say the least, to watch somebody do something where you're like, this guy going to fall and die right in front of my face?
He's not harnessed? Is that the deal?
No, that's the whole deal. Oh, free solo. You're climbing without ropes. El Capitan. Like, it's super intimidating.
Jeez.
Just watching it. I can't imagine.
Getting anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking. All right, we're going to finish up with Paige Stringham. I believe another new crusher. Welcome, everyone. This is fantastic. The Peanut Butter Falcon, number one film. Us, number two. And Jojo Rabbit as the number three. All right, guys, we're going to move on to our final segment. In real time, yesterday was Cage Day.
What?
Nicolas Cage's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Cage Day. One day late. As this comes out, it'll be a couple of weeks later. But
what do you think he did for his birthday?
Oh, Jesus. What does Nick Cage do on his birthday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because we know what he does the other days.
That's what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Year.
So maybe he just had a quiet night at home.
You think?
I don't really think that, no.
Or he, bought a panther just so he could hunt it with his bare hands.
That's probably true. He does a lot of karaoke around L.A. There's a lot of, videos
of
him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a lot of videos of him just, really giving it his all at, pretty small karaokes.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd love to run into Nick Cage at a Korean karaoke bar or something.
Man, the best karaoke bar in L.A. is now gone. It was called the Smog Cutter. And it was just such a delight. It was one of these tiny, tiny little bars run by an Asian woman, and it was just the karaoke. There was no stage. You were just kind of standing in the middle of everyone. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful. We used to say, you want to go cut some smog?
There you go.
Whenever we went there.
What's your go-to? We've talked about this. I know you got the Queen you do Under Pressure.
Yeah. I kind of, I try to mix it up. Yeah. I don't do karaoke much anymore. It's just I don't get out like that.
Yeah.
Like I used to.
I want to take out to a karaoke. There's a really good one on Monday nights.
Here?
Yeah. It's at the local, down the street. It's a really good karaoke. It gets fun. There's a lot of regulars that just really give it their all. And there's some really talented people that really are selling it.
I'll have to do it. I miss my karaoke days, my karaoke career. All right. So Becca Liu, one of our oldest of friends, and she is tagged as a visual storyteller. Oh, my Lord. What is that on Facebook?
Maybe she's like a visual story, like a painter?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she posts a lot of pictures is probably what that means.
That could mean that.
Or art. Yeah. So Becca Liu said, happy birthday, Nicolas Cage. What's your favorite Cage role? And I told Becca I was going to steal this from her, and she was delighted. So thanks, Becca, for that. Mike Snelling Jr. says, gone in 60 seconds before he got all of Nick Cagey. Let me see here.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, as you would say, before he started leaning into Nick Cage.
Yeah, but that's why I like him the best.
Well, sure, but apparently he doesn't.
All right, fair enough.
Becca herself says, torn between Grug and the Croods. Oh, I don't even know that
that's
movie.
An animated.
Memphis and Gone in 60 Seconds and Balthazar and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. All very fun roles.
Interesting.
Megan Olney says, Raising Arizona. Sylvia Sanchez says, Valley Girl, totally. So does Julie Siggins Perez, Randy and Valley Girl, Swoon. Yeah, he was he had a look when he was young. Sort of that sleepy-eyed, mysterious guy.
He's, I mean, yeah. He was like a leading man type. It was like kind of like a young, like a new James Dean or something.
Yeah, I never really thought of him as being like a handsome, like super handsome guy, but.
But he's got that. He's got those rugged good looks, you know. Like that
sounded like Nick Cage.
Rugged good looks. I don't know. I think he's a really interesting character, and he's a big part of modern
favorite?
Hollywood, like what we know, you know, like our generation of film.
Yeah,
you know, he's part of a dynasty too. The whole with the Coppolas and all that stuff.
Do you have a favorite Nick Cage role? Ramsey, do you?
Raising Arizona or Wild at Heart?
Yeah, Wild at Heart would be my favorite.
Wild at Heart.
Yeah.
Wild at Heart. Sailor Ripley.
Favorite. Yeah.
I watched the shit out of that movie
it's
in college.
It's a great movie. It's
that was
so
on the rotation
weird.
For us, like late night. And we could quote, me and my roommate Eddie can still quote that movie almost verbatim. It's pretty funny. Keith Edwards says, Face Off. Terrible movie, terrible acting, but so much fun. Yeah, Face Off was pretty fun. It's not a movie I ever want to see again.
I rewatched it recently.
Really?
It absolutely holds up just as like a total
kind of campy
schlock fest.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it's another one of those ones where you're like, God, it was in the 90s, I guess, 93, 94, something like that. Movies were pretty bad. There were a lot of like, I mean, you know, it's weird. Like those kind of action movies were quite over the top and campy and absurd that were in theaters. And like now it's much more intentional when they do them like that. Like Fast and the Furious kind of knows
right.
what it
Tongue
is.
Tongue in cheek or whatever.
Whereas I feel like there were a lot of like 90s movies like Face Off that are maybe a little unintentionally bad.
Like Ernest.
Kind of.
But not quite nailing it.
Wasn't that John Woo that directed that?
Yeah, for sure. That was one of his first big
American
English language films, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I love those Hard-Boiled and The Killer.
I have not seen those. I just know.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. You would love those movies, Noel.
I need to.
Ramsey, you've seen those, right?
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah, great. I mean, Killer, yeah, Hard-Boiled.
Two classics
yeah.
of cinema. I mean, I remember seeing those in college and or maybe it was post-college and just hadn't seen action like that before. Blew me away.
Yeah. I was super excited when he made the jump to, I guess, American movies or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
they're not as good.
Not as good.
Yep.
That Broken Arrow with Travolta and
that's Christian right. Sager. He did a bunch of those type of things. Yeah,
did. He did with the one of the, I think the second Mission Impossible or was it the third? One of them that wasn't so great. Yeah.
He is apparently remaking the killer himself.
Oh.
For American audiences, which is that's weird that I like in coming up. Like it's in production.
Yeah, Chow Yun-Fat. Wasn't he? He was the killer, right? Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he was Hard-Boiled,
too. But then
too.
Chow Yun-Fat kind of got famous in American movies, too. He had a little moment, didn't he?
Yeah, like, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't begrudge that.
Couching Tiger, I think.
That's right. That's a wonderful movie. I really love that movie.
I haven't seen that in a long time. That was great.
I think it's just great.
Our oldest of friends, Yvonne Baudet, says, favorite acting, Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah. Hard to argue there. Favorite role, Castor Troy in Face Off.
It's a fun movie.
Very fun movie. Grant Woody says, Mandy and Raising Arizona are great.
You know I loved him in Mandy.
I know you love your Mandy, Noel. Good stuff. And Shrestha says, The Weatherman. I never saw that.
Yeah, that's the one where he's a weatherman.
I think it's like a family
Isn't
guy.
Isn't it it's a wonderful life scenario where he's
something
a,
like that.
He's a jerk and he has to like, you know, quantum leap around in time and make things right. I might be mixing up my movies.
I never saw it. John Mills says adaptation.
Yeah. Oh, God, of course.
It's really hard.
No,
to,
that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
No, I like that one better than
Wild at Heart?
Wild at Heart by a mile. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, of course. That was your
And you know why?
Crush.
I don't think of it as him because he's
so I didn't either.
It's like acting.
Yeah.
It's
he's like, so disappeared into that role. Like when I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. Was he in that?
No, exactly. That's why it didn't like pop into my head. I'm thinking
he's in it twice.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
John Shaw says, Gone in 60 Seconds. Philip Ashworth, old friend, says, Castor Troy and Face Off. People like Face Off.
There's a lot to like.
Vanessa Cashman says Valley Girl. I think there are some ladies where Valley Girl is like a really, really big movie for
what
them.
What is Valley Girl? Is that an 80s movie?
Yeah.
Who else was in that? We talked about this before.
Oh, I mean, it's Nick Cage. It's a love story with Nick Cage, and I can't remember the woman's name. She was sort of a big actor in the 80s in a lot of those movies. Oh, what was her name? I don't know. Good movie, though. And it had a hit song that went along with it from
Frank Zappa?
Moon Zappa, yeah. His daughter. It was good. Andrea Solis, Garrett says, the same Valley Girl, Randy Forever. Yeah, he was handsome when he was young. He had a quality. Jan Hewling says, Raising Arizona and Moonstruck. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Moonstruck. So good. Lauren Barnes W. says, The Wicker Man. I know everyone hates it, but for some reason I love it. Ramsey, you chuckled. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I mean, was it fun bad at least? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Oh, okay. It's fun bad, yeah.
There's one where he's in a bear suit punching women in the face. Yeah. There's a sequence where that's happening.
Interesting. Well, part of that is fun.
I always just think about the bees, just the bees scene. Right.
I think I need to see that just for funsies.
Yeah. I you know what you can actually do, though? You don't have to watch the whole movie. Just go to YouTube and look up ridiculous moments in The Wicker Man, and there's like a supercut. You know? That's all you need.
Todd Klein says The Family Man as well. Bridget Nielsen says none.
What?
I think he is a really bad actor like Harrison Ford.
Wow, that is a hot take.
I thought he was talking about a movie where he played a nun.
Yeah.
Right.
Back in his method acting days.
Gene McCool says Matchstick Men and The Orchid Thief. Wow, look at that. Not even going with adaptation.
Well, that is adaptation, right?
Yeah. The original title of the film was The Orchid Thief, though.
Right. That wasn't even the book.
Yeah, but it was –
Right. He was literally commissioned to write that.
But in real life, It was called The Orchid Thief because I read the screenplay early on and it was called The Orchid Thief.
That's right.
They changed it to adaptation.
Interesting.
Because I think The Orchid Thief might be a weird title for a movie
for
a mainstream audience.
No, that's the whole thing though. Like that's part of the story because his character was based on him. He was hired to adapt that book, The Orchid Thief.
Yeah.
And then –
I think they didn't think that would draw in American audiences in the movie theater.
Interesting.
So they changed it to adaptation.
But I also wonder if Susan Orlean maybe had something to do with it, like wasn't on board and said like you can't call.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was a creative choice.
Interesting.
Because I'm trying to think of a movie called The Orchid Thief if mainstream audiences be like, what the hell is that about?
I don't know.
Stealing a flower?
Maybe. What's in it? Yeah.
All right. We're going to finish up with Joe Garcia with The Family Man. I need to see that. Quite a few people said that.
Oh, The Family Man, not The Weather Man. Are those two different ones?
I think there was a movie called The Weather Man. Ramsey's nodding.
I think you're right. So The Family Man is the family.
No one said Weather Man, so that must not be very good.
You said The Weather Man a minute ago.
I thought I said Family Man.
No, you said The Weather Man.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I only said it if someone else said it.
I think someone else said it. But I had said I confused it with The Family Man because The Family Man is the one that's like It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
And The Weatherman is something else entirely.
Yeah, a few people did say Weatherman. Ian Lyon says Gore Verbinski's underrated The Weatherman. Oh, Anna Shretza. That's who said it, The Weatherman. All right. I'm not crazy. Ramsey, what do you got?
I was going to say, surprised no one mentioned Kick-Ass. He was fun. I thought he did an
art. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And technically Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
He's a big part of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Who is he in Kick-Ass?
He was the Batman, the dad who taught his kid to, like, literally kick ass. What was her name? I forget the actress that was in that.
Oh, it's what's her name?
what's her name?
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah.
That was the second one, though, wasn't it? Was it the first one?
That was the first
one.
Okay, And Jim Carrey took in the second.
That's right. I don't remember the second one. I don't remember him at all from the first one. That's weird. I liked it.
We got work to do, everyone.
I sure do.
All right. Well, that's it for today. We had some comment card questions, but we'll hold those for the next ep because we are out of time. So thank you, Ramsey. Thank you, Noel. Thank you, Crushers. Happy birthday late one day, Nick Cage. Keep being weird, and we'll see you next time.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.